This is a commercial-free, streaming on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
Eric Clapton on his dear friend George Harrison's guitar style.
I think we had the same kind of melodic approach in many ways, but he was more into slide and more into melodic slide than I was, so that was his way of expressing
Tom it. Petty on George Harrison's influence on him.
Jeff had this idea of let's put 60 acoustics on, you know? Like, let's all play all at once. Let's put 5 down and then double track that and have 10 all going ding ga gang ga gang ga gang ga, and it makes this incredible sound, which we all probably stole from George, really.
Jeff Lynne on George Harrison's slide guitar playing.
George is so good on that. He plays it like nobody else I've ever heard. He makes it sound like an Indian instrument. It's just so clear and beautiful and melodic, and it's just the best.
You bring such joy, crack a box, pile a storm, now over you, no one love is true.
George Harrison radiated joy throughout his life. Deeply spiritual, immensely talented, and wickedly funny, as a member of the world's most popular and influential band, the Beatles, he gleefully tore down the barriers between Indian music and rock and roll. He sought a deeper meaning than that of the material world and took his bandmates and us along for the ride. After the Beatles, he released 13 shining studio albums, beginning in 1970 with a masterwork, the 3-album All Things Must Pass, which topped the charts in both the United States and the UK. George created this monumental work during a very difficult period in his life.
Yeah, at that time, my mother was in hospital for over a year, and finally she died in 1970. And, I was trying to do the albums, going up and down to the hospital, you know, like going 200 miles up to Liverpool and back. You know, there was a lot happening. There was, like, one thing I remember was one of the first sessions we did, because I used Eric and his band at that point, which he just formed, was Derek and the Dominoes. And even before they made the Derek and the Dominoes album, they came and played for me on All Things Must Pass. And the very first session we did, we all got in the studio, and then somebody had this bright idea, said, probably Eric, but he's, you know, sent the roadie out for 2 bottles of tequila and some lemons and salt, right? And he said, yeah, well, let's just have it, you know, get in the mood. And then we all had a couple of slugs and this stuff, and then we just kind of, that's it. We fizzled out, and when we all went home, I think
the session never happened.
Never happened at all.
And also, I mean, Phil had a reputation. You know, he wasn't exactly a slouch.
I know. It was amazing. Phil's wall of sound is done in the arrangement. It's a lot of work, but it had its moments, because you work out the song until everybody's playing their part right. That gives him the chance for hours and hours and hours getting the right sound.
Right.
And eventually you go and listen to a playback, and it's like the finished record, really.
I'm just thinking of that triple set. Was that a statement that you were making, like, I've got all these great songs?
No. It was just, like I said it at the time, it was like having diarrhea, and finally you're allowed to go. You know? I just had it written so many songs, and I'd had my quota of, you know, 1 or 2 Beatles records, and when it came down to making that solo album, I just started laying tracks down, and it was a point where after a week or a couple of weeks, I just thought, wait, I better check this out, and I counted it up, I had 17 tracks, so I thought, well, I better stop.
Hi, I'm Dan Neer. On February 24th, what would have been George Harrison's 74th birthday, the Harrison family is releasing all 12 of George's solo studio albums and the Double Live in Japan record in one beautiful box set for the first time. Each album has been remastered in sonic splendor from the original analog tapes onto 180-gram heavyweight vinyl. Also included in the high-quality rigid slipcase box are 2 picture discs of When We Was Fab and Got My Mind Set on You.
In addition to this treasure trove, George Harrison's 1980 autobiography, I, Me, Mine, is being published in extended form, covering his entire career in his own words. The book now stretches to 632 pages, including lyrics to 50 songs and new photographs not previously included. For the next hour, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and Tom Petty will guide us through as many of his gems that we can fit in. Welcome to George Harrison, the Vinyl Collection. All access.
My sweet Lord.
From the three record All Things Must Pass, now part of the George Harrison Vinyl Collection box, My Sweet Lord. It was the first number one song in the U.S. and the U.K. by a former Beatle. For the next 2 years, George was busy organizing the concert for Bangladesh and then working on the film of the All-Star Show.
It was the first rock and roll concert to raise money and awareness for a global crisis. In 1973, he hit number one for 5 weeks with his album Living in the Material World, which also featured a number one single, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth.
This song is kind of personal, isn't it? It's kind of like a prayer.
Sure, yeah. And I think it's, you know, you either don't like it or you like it. If people are into my songs, then maybe they like it. But, you know, it's probably not everybody's cup of tea. But it was a single, and it sold, you know, it got in the top 10 or something, I believe. It's quite a popular song.
This features the trademark Harrison guitar.
Yeah. You know, you can do the other stuff. You bar the whole, you know, you have an open tuning and bar the whole thing and do, you know, that kind of stuff. But I used it because I had a lot of years off of playing guitar. I never really practiced it, and I was out of touch with it when, in the 60s, I was practicing sitar for about 2 or 3 years. I never really played guitar much. And I was having, you know, real trouble just coming up with something that sounded like, you know, worth having. And yeah. So I was just fiddling with that slide, and that's how it came about, you know, on My Sweet Lord and that album, that All Things Must Pass. Although my playing now is much better, and it's a better sound now, but, you know, I just used it as single string licks, basically. And harmonies and stuff, yeah.
Give me love, give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me life, keep me free from birth. Give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul.
Living in the Material World, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. That album is now part of George Harrison, the Vinyl Collection box set. Dark Horse was the next album created by George, and it was released in 1974. Though he was very proud of the title piece and the whole album, there were issues that made recording it difficult.
Well, I was kind of happy with it, except that it was done at a time when I was in a rush, you see, that year, 1974. The problem was, I got this new manager. I've figured it all out now. I got this new manager, and he, you know, some business people have a diary, and they say, well, January this, February this, March, blah, 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 and the tour is going to happen in October. So I get halfway through the year, and I'm still in March, and we're actually in August, you know. So I was producing all these albums and this big orchestra of Indian musicians and trying to do my own album. And so then I had to go to the States to do the rehearsal for the tour I was doing then. So I had to take the tapes with me of a half-finished album. And then we were rehearsing in the day. And at night, I'd be in the studio trying to finish my album to get it out in time for the tour. You know, so what happened, yeah, I had a half-finished track and I thought, well, as we're learning this song anyway to do it on tour, I just mic'd up the soundstage where we rehearse into the studio and we did it live. And so at that point I had a kind of voice like Louis Armstrong because I'd, you know, after not performing for so long and suddenly 8 hours a day rehearsing. So I like that song a lot. I don't know, it's just got a different rhythm to it, you know, what the drum part does. It gives it that kind of stagger. Ba-dum, ba-dum, it's really good. Like dum, ba-dum, dum, ba-dum. Yeah, I love that. I like the words. Funny words.
The thing that I read in the book was that in America, everyone thinks of a dark horse as...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that now, yeah. Well, you know, we had it also as the thing of somebody who's just, you know, keeps a low profile. So, you know, I didn't know about him. He was doing that. You know, when you find out about somebody, you think, oh, he's a dark horse.
You thought that you knew what I was aware. Maybe the next time you... You were gone, me old state high. Baby, looks like I've been breaking out. I'm a dark horse. I'll be your
orchard. It's cooking at the source.
The galloping title song of George Harrison's Dark Horse album, now sounding like he intended, just like all of his solo albums, now included in the George Harrison Vinyl Collection box set.
It made me so paranoid about writing that I thought, God, I don't want to even touch the guitar or the piano in case I'm touching somebody's nose.
That's next when All Access returns to the material world.
Not guilty.
Music for the 8-track generation. People who don't need fast-forward or rewind. Just play.
On WBPM.
Thanks for rejoining our all-access celebration of the release of the George Harrison Vinyl Collection box set. In the beginning of this show, we heard George Harrison's number one song, My Sweet Lord. As that song was descending from the charts, a publishing company filed a copyright infringement suit claiming the hit was the same as the song She's So Fine, which was a hit for the Chiffons written by the late Ronnie Mack. The case came to trial in 1976, even after Alan Klein, George's manager, offered to buy the entire publishing company's catalog to no avail. It was ruled that George was guilty of, quote, subconscious plagiarism, unquote, and George must pay $1.6 million to the publishing company. The silver lining in all of this lunacy was the trial inspired the hilarious song that appeared on 1977's 33 and a Third album, This Song.
This song ain't black or white, and as far as I know, don't infringe on anyone's copyright, so this song we let be. This song is in E. This song is for you and your aunties. Look, I'd be willing, every time I write a song, if somebody will have a computer and I can just go up to the thing and sing my new song into it and the computer will say, sorry, or yes, okay, then, you know, I'm willing to do that, because the last thing I want to do is keep spending my life in court or being faced with that problem. But I tell you, if somebody comes up with a computer, all they can do is play every tune into it and copyright everything. And that's another problem, is once you get people thinking, oh, well, they beat Harrison on Sweet Lord, let's sue, they can sue the world, you know? You know, it made me so paranoid about writing that I thought, God, I don't want to even touch the guitar or the piano in case I'm touching somebody's note. Somebody may own that note, you better watch out. And I got a friend of mine to put in a bit there, because when it gets into, it's got like that Tamla sort of bass line. And so it says, this song could be you, could be. And then I've always heard this in my mind. I got Eric Idle, who was one of the ex-Monty Pythons, to throw in the line. But he says, could be Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. And the other voice says, no, it sounds more like Rescue Me.
This song, there's nothing tricky about it.
Thank you.
Showing off George Harrison's wicked sense of humor, this song from 33 and a Third in 1976, and now part of the George Harrison vinyl collection box set. February of 1979 was when George Harrison released an album called George Harrison after a particularly happy time of his life, spent at home with his new bride Olivia, followed by the birth of his son Danny. Songs like Love Come to Everyone and Blow Away reflected his joy, and Faster was inspired by his love for Formula One racing. 1980 was a year the whole world mourned over John Lennon's senseless murder in New York City, and his longtime friend and bandmate George paid tribute with the song All Those Years Ago from his 1981 album, Somewhere in England.
Oh, it's a song in its own right. It's just that he was the focus for my attention to write it in the first place.
And it also says through the times good and bad, so it's not exactly like, well, everything was bliss, you know.
Yeah. That was fun to do that song because it's got so many words and it's got so many chords. Almost every word has a chord change to it. I don't know what I was doing writing that, but it's quite a challenge just to remember the chords and all the lyrics, but it was always a good one to do, you know. It kind of stirred something in me every time we counted that one in.
Do you ever run into John's spirit? Do you ever, you know, like, feel that at all?
No.
No?
I'd like to say yes, you know, but I don't. I do in my memory and in... you see, the thing is that there's a level of existence where the past, the present and the future are all the same thing. It's like, you know, today I've got this green suit on, but when I go home and take it off, you know, it's like you identify with me as being in a green suit. So therefore you think, now they've got a black suit on, it's not me. It's like that when we discard our bodies at death. That's what it is. It's just like a suit that we take on and off. And so he's not in that body, so he's not in this time frame of this space and time of the relative world now. But that doesn't mean, because, you know, in our ignorance, we think that's all there is to it.
I'm shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog, and you were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago. Talking all about how to give, they don't act with much honesty, but you put the weight to the truth when you say all you need is love. Someone, the devil's best friend, someone who offended all, were living in a bad dream. They've forgotten all about mankind, and you were the one they backed up to the wall all those years ago. You were the one who imagined it all those years ago. We'll be right back.
featuring background vocals by Paul and Linda McCartney and drums by Ringo Starr, All Those Years Ago from Somewhere in England, released in 1981 originally, and now part of the newly remastered George Harrison The Vinyl Collection. George quickly followed up that album with Gone Troppo in 1982. After that, he focused for the next 4 years on his film production and distribution company, Handmade Films, even mortgaging his home so Monty Python could make the hilarious Life of Brian movie and releasing the outstanding Time Bandits. George Harrison's musical muse began calling him in 1986, and in late 1987, he returned with a big hit album, Cloud Nine. It featured musical contributions from Eric Clapton, Ringo Starr, Elton John, Gary Wright, and Jim Keltner, and was produced by Jeff Lynne. Tom Petty.
I'd met Jeff Lynne and George Harrison in the last week we spent in England. Bob had introduced me to them, and they were big fans, and they'd come every night, and we'd all party and hang out, and we got along real good. And I love George's album, Cloud Nine. He gave me the tape, and I thought, man, this thing sounds amazing. The sound is just stellar on this thing.
George Harrison.
A complete indulgence in nostalgia. Again, it's a song I wrote with Jeff Lynne, based on some idea I had to write a song that is reminiscent of 67 and 68, that period. This song has a couple of very reminiscent chord changes that I've used in previous old Beatles tunes. Because it was like a trip down memory lane, it's also very tongue-in-cheek. It's supposed to be humorous, and it's called When We Was Fab. But it's not really just to relate to the Beatles as the Fabs, but to, like, everybody in that period, you know? Everybody was fab.
Back then, long time ago, when grass was green, woke up in a daze, arrived like strangers. Morning light, casualties at dawn, and we did it all. Long time ago when we was fab.
the critical and commercial smash Cloud Nine, When We Was Fab. That's one of the two 12-inch picture discs included with the George Harrison Vinyl Collection box set. The other one is George's cover of Got My Mind Set on You.
Yeah, I was just sitting on my behind or laying in the swimming pool.
George gets off his behind and tours Japan with Eric Clapton when All Access returns to Cloud Nine after this short break.
More music in just a moment.
92.9 WBPM, where we fill your day with lots of back-to-back music.
The music America loves best.
Bob Miller starts your workday with a non-stop music hour at 9 a.m. every weekday. J.J. Carter does a non-stop music hour after lunch at 2 p.m. And Randy Turner rolls you home with another non-stop music hour every afternoon at 5 p.m. after work.
Listen to all this music in the air.
No other radio station gives you that much music without interruptions. Non-stop music hours are only here on 92.9 WBPM.
Thank you. Now more music.
Thanks for staying with us for more of George Harrison, the Vinyl Collection, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. The Cloud Nine album hit number 8 on the Billboard charts in the United States, and its first single was a number 1 in the U.S. and number 2 in the U.K. The song itself was one that George had discovered some 34 years before he decided to record it.
1963, the year before we went and did the Sullivan Show, I came across here and I went to New York and St. Louis. And I just had a look around and I bought a lot of records. And so I found this James Ray actually had an album. He had a fantastic voice, but the record production was more like a kind of, as if it had just come out of the jazz era or something, you know. It was a very strange version of Got My Mind Set on You, with all these squeaky girl voices and stuff. But it stuck in my mind. It was such a good tune. And over the years, I just always kept singing that tune. I changed the chords a bit as well. I made it more like FDR in Trinidad. Because he has a couple of different chord changes in that dun, dun, dun. So it was hovering around the back of my memory for years.
And was that drum beat there? You know that?
No, it's nothing like that.
Nothing like it at all?
No. In fact, if you listen to the James Ray version, it's you'll recognize the tune, but it's such a weird, it's a horrible version, really. Except for his voice. And the song itself is a great tune.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you. But it's gonna take money, a whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. It's gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. And this time I know it's real. The feeling that I feel. I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. I got my mind set on you. It's gonna take money, whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. It's gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time. I got
feelings that I feel. I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. But it's gonna take money.
My Mind Set on You by George Harrison. After not having toured for over a decade, George finally agreed to a short tour of Japan in 1991, thanks to the instigation of his pal, Eric Clapton.
Eric was on the road during 1990 doing a world tour, and he kept saying that various people in different countries had asked him where I was and why wasn't I doing anything. So he said if he wanted to tour for some time at the end of this year, could use me and the band, and it would save you the hassle of getting the band together and all this. So I kept thinking about it. I saw him quite a few times, and he kept going on about it. And I was thinking, yeah, well, I got to do something sooner or later. If I don't do it sooner, I'm never going to do another tour. So maybe I should do it. And I went through the usual procrastination, you know, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And finally I decided, that's it, I'm not doing it. And so I sent a message saying, thanks a lot, but I don't think so. And I jumped in my swimming pool and I thought, swam up and down, I thought, oh, well, it's not really that good not doing it. Maybe I should have done it after all. And I suddenly, I felt like, well, you know, if I did it, I'd have some point, you know, some purpose. And if I don't do it, it's easy just not to do it. So I thought I better just do it, give myself a challenge, get myself off of my behind.
Is that where you were all this time on your behind?
Yeah, I was just sitting on my behind or laying in the swimming pool. But anyway, I thought it was, maybe I should do it. So I just turned my mind to that positive side and I just got on with it. We set the date, we did 3 weeks rehearsal and 3 weeks touring, and that was it. Really, it was easy. It was really good, it was enjoyable, and Eric and the band were great and very supportive. It just happened so fast. It was over. I was back home, you know, after this trip back from Japan. I just stood there thinking, have I actually done it? It didn't feel like anything.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a here comes the sun.
Here Comes the Sun, from Live in Japan, now included with George's 12 studio albums in the George Harrison Vinyl Collection box set. George passed away on November 29, 2001, after a brave battle with cancer. His son Danny and Jeff Lynne lovingly put the finishing touches on the album he fought so hard to complete before he left us, Brainwashed.
Only I can hear you now, stuck inside a cloud.
That's all the time we've got on our all-access look at this sumptuous body of work. Feel free to delve into George Harrison's music and read the newly expanded autobiography, I Me Mine. You'll experience the work of a man who brought joy, spirituality, and thoughtfulness to the world while moving us deeply with his gift for music. George Harrison, the Vinyl Collection, has all 12 studio albums and the Live in Japan album together for the first time on 180-gram vinyl, along with two picture discs of Got My Mind Set on You and All Those Years Ago. All of the artwork and lyrics from the original albums are reproduced beautifully. It is available now wherever music is sold. George Harrison, the Vinyl Collection, All Access, was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Universal Music Enterprises, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Olivia and Danny Harrison and to Jamie Hartley of the Universal Music Group and Jim Merlis of Big Hassle Media. I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.